Hey, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, why are you paying so much at the pump? We explain the green energy ambitions of the other side. We talk about how the regime wants to bankrupt oil and natural gas and what that means for you. Email us your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. If you want to support our show, you could do so at charliekirk.com/support. That's charliekirk.com/support. If you want to get behind the work we are doing, I want to thank those of you that support our show and get behind our work. I want to thank Emily from Virginia. Thank you. I want to thank Darcy from California. Thank you. Debbie from Delaware. Thank you. Stephanie from Michigan. Thank you. Allie from Kentucky. Thank you so much. Stephen from Pennsylvania. Chris from California. William from Illinois. And when you guys become monthly supporters at charliekirk.com/support, you can be part of our monthly call where you get to ask me anything. It's a lot of fun. charliekirk.com/support. Email me again directly, freedom@charliekirk.com. If you want to get involved with Turning Point USA, go to tpusa.com. That's tpusa.com, where we play offense with a sense of urgency to win the American culture war. Start a high school chapter, start a college chapter today. I hope to see all of you in Phoenix, Arizona, December 18, 19, 20, and 21. Get your tickets. It's going to be unbelievable, everybody. America Fest, tpusa.com/AMFEST. We have Tucker Carlson, Kayleigh McEnany, Greg Gutfeld, Ted Cruz, Jesse Waters, Candace Owens, Jim Jordan, Donald Trump Jr., Pete Hegseth, Madison Cawthorn, Kimberly Guilfoyle, Rand Paul, Jack Posobiec, Benny Johnson, Kat Kamick, Lauren Boebert, Matt Gaetz, Louis Gohmert, Burgess Owens, Sean Foyt, Sarah Palin, Brandon Tatum, Michael Chandler, Steve Weatherford, Cameron Haynes, Jimmy John Leotold, Andy Biggs, Byron Donalds, Devin Nunez, Chad Wright, John Lovell, Ryan Kleckner, James O'Keefe, and Pastor Jack Hibbs. Full concerts by Brantley Gilbert, Dustin Lynch, Russell Dickerson, Adam Doliak, Ray Lynn, Lee Greenwood, and DJ Silver. You guys can get your tickets at tpusa.com/AMFEST. That's tpusa.com/AMFEST. Come see Tucker, Kayleigh McEnany, Greg Gutfeld, Ted Cruz, Jesse Waters, Candace Owens, and more. America Fest, tpusa.com/AMFEST. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Hey, everybody. This episode is brought to you by my friends at ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Secure your device, anonymize your online activity, protect your action online. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Help our show out by also helping yourself protect yourself. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. So America's the greatest nation ever to exist in the history of the world. Now, we are not great because of our natural resources. We're not great because of our geographic proximity, but it sure does help. Russia has access to natural resources. They're unafraid to use it. But one of the reasons why America was able to rise to industrial prominence and dominance is because we had the willingness, the ability, the technology, the fortitude, and the entrepreneurial capacity to use the natural resources God granted us all throughout all 48 contiguous states, and not so much in Hawaii, but definitely in Alaska. A lot of energy up in Alaska. One of the hallmark successes of the Trump administration was the ability that America was energy independent, that we were exporting more oil than we were importing. This is the first time that it happened in over 40 years that America was actually a net exporter of oil and natural gas. You see, growing up, you know, during the con man Al Gore, who came and did the Inconvenient Truth in 2004 and 2005, one of the main arguments that Al Gore made was that we need to stop purchasing oil from Iraq and from Iran and from Saudi Arabia, makes them rich, and geopolitically it makes no sense for us. And so there was always this push to try to make America energy independent. In fact, this was a promise by Barack Obama in 2007, 2008, when he ran for president. He said, we're going to make America energy independent. And of course, he had no intention to actually do that. Now, countries that have access to oil and natural gas and they don't use them, they're basically handing their adversaries and handing the economic competitive edge to people that could be potential competitors. Having access to oil and natural gas depositories such as the Permian Basin, the Balkan Shale, or the Marcellus Shale, those are three massive depositories in our country. And right now we're broadcasting on the Flag Radio Network, Scott Hennin's wonderful channel up in North Dakota, and they know all about the Bakken Shale up there. That one of the reasons why America has been so economically anti-fragile, which means the more that gets thrown at us, the stronger we become, one of the reasons why America has always had this entrepreneurial flair is, of course, our ethos, our character, our ability to come up with new ideas, to be solution-oriented, but also it's our access to energy. You see, when you want to start a new business, when you want to start a new manufacturing plant, one of the major costs that could prohibit you from doing that is energy. Energy is one of the most, if not, I don't want to say it's the most important issue. I don't think it is. I think it's top five, though. Without a robust energy program that allows the decentralization of oil and natural gas, you could call it exploitation, exploration. That's a better word, not exploitation, exploration. Well, then you have one of two options. You can have the federal government distribute the oil and natural gas and the natural minerals and resources, or you can go into these unproven, fringe, ideological energy programs, such as the bird-killing machines, otherwise known as windmills, hydroelectric, which I'm a big fan of hydroelectric, by the way. The other side doesn't like hydroelectric because they say it's bad for the beavers or whatever. I'm a big fan of nuclear power as well. France has a huge part of their grid is nuclear. They decided they wanted to sunset it, but recently they want to expand it. France is getting back to that. Do you know that America is the only country in the world that has widespread private ownership of mineral rights? So America is the only nation in the world where the government, the central authority, does not have first dibs on oil and natural gas. Now, why does that matter? Well, because of that, we are able to develop incredible new horizontal drilling or hydraulic fracturing, or otherwise known as fracking technology, which allowed us to further explore massive previously disregarded depositories of oil and natural gas all throughout parts of West Texas, western North Dakota, parts of Pennsylvania. New York has obviously decided they'd rather build casinos than put their own citizens to work and increase their tax base. But the private ownership of minerals has been a competitive advantage for all Americans. Make no mistake. If you have benefited from the American economy, then you have been a beneficiary of private entrepreneurs exploring the oil fields, coming up with new technologies, massively leveraging that exploration, by the way. And if you wonder, and I know a fair amount about the oil and natural gas business. I'm not an expert, but I've been to my fair share of oil fields and I know my fair share of wildcatters, crazy people, good people, but boy, you want to talk about people that are willing to take risk, people that will go to the bank and personally guarantee a loan to go explore 20 different positions all to try to hope to make it big on one of them to pay off the debt on the other 19. Now, I think some people in oil and natural gas get a bad – obviously they get a bad rap, but some people think it's easy. Like, you know, you put a straw in the ground and all of a sudden it spouts oil. Connor, you know it doesn't work that way. It is heavy labor intensive, incredibly what's the word I'm looking for? It's incredibly difficult as far as the machinery required. It's arduous. It's very stressful, and it's all but guaranteed. Some of the top oil and natural gas explorers, the wildcatter folks, the independents, not the big ones, but the independent guys, they go under. They go bankrupt. Now, private ownership of minerals being a competitive advantage for the United States economy and entrepreneur is something this current regime wants to attack and get rid of. Oil independence, by the way, keeps us out of Middle East conflicts. Oil independence is an anti-war measure. I'm old enough to remember when the Democrats hated war. I'm old enough to remember Dennis Kucinich, who I actually have a lot of respect for. I'm old enough to remember John Kerry being anti-war. John Kerry going to the COPD conference in Scotland, or whatever they called it, the COP26. It's too many cable television ads. I'm sorry. Every time I saw it, I said, I don't know, I have a weird association. The COP26 conference in Glasgow, Scotland. John Kerry is making war more likely the more he engages in green energy. Why? We have a 330 million person economy. We have more energy demands than any other country minus China. Now, we are doing an amazing job of developing and in an innovative capacity, using our oil and natural gas to actually bring down carbon emissions, if that's something you care about, which some people say you should and some people say you shouldn't. But I think we all agree that the air quality in Wuhan, China is not desirable. But natural gas is actually the way that we can go about and get that done. But instead, the current regime, they have a very specific reason why they are doing what they are doing. They want gas prices to go up. They want an energy crisis. And it's more than just ideology. It's part of it. It's more than just climate change. And I'm going to explain what the true intentions of the regime are and why they want you to pay more at the pump and why they want to break the back of American energy dominance. Do you want to be a hero for the holidays? How about getting your loved ones a new iPhone? That's right. Pure Talk has iPhone 12 starting at $479 through the end of the year. And yes, they have 13s too. If you switch to Pure Talk, you get great nationwide 5G coverage. Yes, the same coverage as the big guys. But the average family saves over $800 a year. Now that's just smart. There is no need to overpay for Verizon, AT&T, T-Mobile. Plus, with Pure Talk's 30-day risk-free guarantee, you have nothing to lose. Unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data is just $30 a month. And like I said, the iPhone 12 is just $479 this month. Go to puretalk.com to find out exactly the plan and phone that's right for you. Use their savings calculator to see how much your family will save. Just go to puretalk.com and enter promo code Kirk to save an additional 50% off your first month and save on a new phone. That's puretalk.com, promo code Kirk. Disclaimer, some restrictions apply. See website for details. You're going to pay more at the pump, and it's going to cost more to heat your home this winter by design. Again, the private ownership of minerals is a competitive advantage for the United States. Other countries with massive oil and natural gas advantages, they nationalize their oil and natural gas. Specifically, let's take three countries, for example, Saudi Arabia, Russia, and Venezuela. Now, that's not to say those countries don't benefit from it, but they also don't have the same efficiency, the same innovation, or the same decentralization around energy. You see, energy is used as a currency of the ruling class in almost every other country except America. Let me tell you this. Let me make this argument for you. In Russia, Saudi Arabia, and Venezuela, access to energy means you will be the wealthiest, most powerful people in the country. Now, in America, we have plenty of people that have made billions of dollars in the energy sector. But the point is that they don't have it by default. They don't have it by blood right. They have to earn it. They have to borrow. They have to adventure into new lands. They have to manage it, and they have to sell the product. And so because we've had a private property-focused energy sector the last 60 years, we do not have energy oligarchs the same way that Russia, Venezuela, or Saudi Arabia has. And trust me, there's plenty of people that are corrupt in the oil and natural gas sector. Plenty. There's the ExxonMobil committee. I'm sure there's plenty of people that are part of that group that are cutting corners the way they shouldn't, the Rex Tillerson types. However, because we trusted general market principles, all of a sudden fracking came online and there was a new form of entrepreneur that completely and totally disrupted the space. Now, Connor, I guarantee you, you go look in the late 1990s and early 2000s, there were articles that will say, we're going to run out of oil by XYZ day. Now, why is that not true? It's not true because of technology. We are now able to get 90% more out of a basin that we thought was depleted. Because of horizontal fracturing, horizontal fracking technology, or horizontal drilling, hydraulic fracturing, I should say, and using a form of technology of flushing out the well with salt water and then being able to penetrate the basin from other diagonal vectors. I'm trying to find the right word, but because of this, all of a sudden, we have more oil and natural gas than we would have otherwise, because now we can use places that we thought those wells are completely and totally dry and empty. But understand that the current ruling class is upset that they can't control your life the same way that foreign governments can control their citizens' lives through energy. Energy is as simple as we're going to put your lights on, you can drive or you can't drive. And the regime is openly admitting this. This is why I get so angry when Republican senators go and vote for infrastructure bills that give Joe Biden more power to make this possible. Why is it that your representatives are voting for an infrastructure bill that makes this lunatic who works for Joe Biden more powerful? Play cut 24.
But the bottom line is that this president and this administration are looking at every single tool to shield American families from the impact of rising energy prices. And we're working through an energy transition. And we've got to start by adding energy. And the reality is we have to take some time to get off of oil and gas. We recognize this. This is a transition.
It's a transition. You hear that, everybody? It's like weaning yourself off of addictive drugs, is what she's saying. She wants to put millions of people out of work. And for what? What is the replacement? Wind? Solar? They don't want hydroelectric. They don't want nuclear. No, no, no. Instead, natural gas, which, by the way, is one of the most environmentally friendly forms of energy. Cheap, widespread, accessible, easy to transport, by the way. Natural gas is incredibly easy to transport. Why is it that then the regime wants to bankrupt these core industries and want to transition away from oil and natural gas? The answer is very simple. They are less powerful the more successful our oil and natural gas sector is. And by crushing oil and natural gas, they become more powerful. I want to tell you guys about Good Ranchers, okay? You've heard me talk about it a lot. Look, Good Ranchers, they achieve the trifecta. The trifecta is very simple. One, everyone has to eat. Two, you love the country. Three, you want to support the Charlie Kirk Show. So Good Ranchers, they send you boxes of meat. When we get a box of meat from Good Ranchers, it's bedlam. People fight over the meat. It is the closest thing to Christmas morning I've ever seen with adults. And Good Ranchers has a limited time offer for all of our listeners. 10 free bistro fillets when you enter promo code Charlie at checkout. If you go to goodranchers.com/Charlie right now, this is a $100 value free with promo code Charlie. I want you to imagine over 100,000 Americans losing their jobs. So you could stop imagining because it's a reality. Since 2015, over 100,000 independent farms and ranches in the United States have shut down. Why? Because foreign meat is stealing their business and robbing you the quality and flavor you deserve. That's why Good Ranchers is here. They exist to support local American farms to help you make great American meals. Together, they want to restore the American ranch and your meals to their former glory. Get the beef, chicken, and seafood that can't be imported or matched at GoodRanchers.com. Did you know the product made in the USA has been stolen by foreign countries or product of the USA? They process their meat here and then they fraudulently label it as if it came here from America. Good Ranchers is here to put America first at the dinner table and the farmers that work to raise the meat we eat. So do me a favor. Get a box of Good Ranchers. It supports the country. It supports the show. And everyone listening to this has to eat. Go to GoodRanchers.com/Charlie right now. And get 10 free bistro fillets. And in addition, when you subscribe, you'll save a $25 off each subscription box of mouth-watering American meats for life. These boxes will show up on schedule right to your door. That's right. Get 10 free bistro fillets, $100 value, free express shipping, and a $25 of your monthly subscription for life. GoodRanchers.com/Charlie. Go to GoodRanchers.com/Charlie or use code Charlie at checkout. That's 10 free bistro fillets. Free express shipping, $25 of your monthly subscription for life at goodranchers.com/Charlie. Oligarchs are naturally less powerful when independent operators and entrepreneurs are able to have access to the lifeblood of humanity. Now, there are a couple lifebloods: food, water, energy. Those are the three main ones. Now, we are not the only country in the world that allows private ownership of food. Obviously, there's other countries that have that. We're not the only country in the world that allows private ownership of water. But we are the only major industrialized country that allows the private ownership of minerals. So Russia, they have these pseudo-oligarchs that they put in place to act as if it's privately owned. They're just thugs and allies of the Putin regime. And putting those people in place only further enriches the Kremlin. Same in Venezuela. Venezuela has, by some estimates, the largest depository of oil and natural gas on the planet. The same can be said in Saudi Arabia, where the royalties of or the price of oil basically determines the well-being of the open welfare state of the entire nation. The United Arab Emirates also very similar in that sense. But in America, because of the tradition started by the ethos of the West, because of the Homestead Act and name it, you see it, you name it, you claim it type mentality, if you will. And let me say this, that the tradition, the spirit of the West is something that is uniquely American. You will not find that in any other nation on the planet. Resiliency, perseverance, a grittiness, a ruggedness, a commitment to the code of the West. And then as all of a sudden the Industrial Revolution began to pick up steam, there was an insatiable demand for fossil fuels, which correlated nicely with the rush of the West, largely prompted by what was then the most valuable resource a human being could get their hands on, the gold rush in 1849 in California. But then all of a sudden a new gold was discovered, a black gold, they would call it, where there was a discovery phase that all of a sudden if you had land or proximity or the ability to explore and find natural resources that came from the ground that could fuel your entire economy, that was going to be the most valuable aspect or the most valuable discovery one could have. And America preserved the tradition of the private ownership of fossil fuels. One of the reasons we have been so competitive over the last 100 years is because of this. Now, the other side wants to destroy oil and natural gas at every turn. Combustion of natural gas, though, emits about half as much carbon dioxide as coal and 30% less than oil, as well as far fewer pollutants per unit of energy delivered. Its substitution for coal has helped reduce power sector emissions to mid-1980 levels. Natural gas is a fossil fuel. Natural gas emits 50 to 60% less carbon dioxide when combusted in a new efficient natural gas power plant compared with emissions from a typical new coal power plant. And so now America has something called the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. Most Americans don't even know this exists, or something that people never been told to worry about. It was created after Jimmy Carter's oil crisis in the 1970s, and it has existed to supply Americans during a war or other emergency. The Strategic Petroleum Reserve currently holds about 638 million barrels, or approximately 1,000 days of net petroleum imports. At the maximum drawdown capacity of 4.4 million barrels per day, the SPR, the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, would only last about 145 days. But a release of the 4.4 million barrels per day would be impossible because it would leave us strategically undefended. But the Biden White House has just announced that the president is making available 50 million barrels of oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, even though the energy crisis we face is a result of Biden's own policies and Republican governors unwilling to fight Biden and defy his orders to actually explore oil and natural gas in the key states. Of course, Biden got rid of the Keystone XL pipeline, which Republican governors should ignore and build the pipeline anyway. Biden has halted new oil and gas and coal leases on federal lands, which, of course, there's only 8 states right now that have average prices of $3 or under: Oklahoma, Mississippi, Texas, Arkansas, Louisiana, Kansas, Alabama, and Missouri. Adjusted for inflation, the $2 per gallon prices that prevailed under Donald Trump were the lowest in U.S. history. But again, Jennifer Granholm has said that we're working through a transition. But here's the thing that no one is talking about. About 1.6 million barrels of crude oil were shipped out in October from our Strategic Petroleum Reserve. Where were they shipped to? Joe Biden has been trimming the Strategic Petroleum Reserve and sending the oil to Asia. During the virtual meeting between Biden and Xi Jinping, this was discussed. Now, do we know if any of it went to China, Connor? It did. So our oil and natural gas, our competitive advantage, instead of going to lower gas prices here in America, we're making China energy independent. Now, the Biden regime is saying the private part out loud. Saule Amarova, otherwise known as Leon Trotsky in a skirt, who's trying to, I think she's trying to become the FTC chairwoman or so. What is she trying to be? A banking commissioner or something? Very scary individual. A professor, a communist, legitimate communist, by the way. She has said out loud that we need to bankrupt energy companies. Now, before I play cut 44, why are Republicans even picking up the phone and negotiating with the regime that has members of the cabinet that wants to unemploy millions of people in the key states of West Virginia? Why is Shelley Moore Capito going for an infrastructure signing bill behind Joe Biden while his nominee wants to make tens of thousands of West Virginians out of work and energy prices go up? Why are Republicans putting up with this? Answer, they don't actually care about their constituents. They just say they do. Play cut 44.
Primarily coal industry and oil and gas industry. A lot of the smaller players in that industry are going to probably go bankrupt in short order. At least we want them to go bankrupt if we want to tackle climate change, right?
We want them to go bankrupt. Have you ever heard, Connor, maybe I'm forgetting. Have we heard of a government official outwardly cheering for the bankruptcy of American industry? Is this unprecedented? I mean, I do remember they were calling for the bankruptcy of the firearm industry. But saying that we want our amazing competitive energy advantage to go away? And by the way, despite Joe Biden announcing the Strategic Petroleum Energy Reserve, guess what? Oil is up. Oil is up 3%. And of course, oil was down majorly during the Fauci virus pandemic and our reaction to it. And now it's been up because we then throttled production. Connor, get the clip of Joe Biden in the debate when he said that we need to phase it out. Remember that? But Joe Biden said this out loud. And I know so many people that work on the oil rigs that voted like their life depended on it, because it did. But let me understand this. Hope you understand this. We get rid of oil and natural gas, we will go to war soon. We get rid of oil and natural gas, 15 million people will lose their jobs. We get rid of oil and natural gas, which is the stated position of the Biden regime. We need to make them go bankrupt, is what she said. Energy Secretary, we're in a transition phase. What does that mean? War? Calamity? Entrepreneurs being crushed at every single turn? A higher price of living? A higher cost of living? What does Elizabeth Warren blame all this on? She says she blames higher gas prices on corporate greed. Play cut 43.
But prices at the pump have gone up. Why? Well, let me give you a hint. Chevron, Exxon have doubled their profits. This isn't about inflation. This is about price gouging for these guys.
Price gouging, right. How about you allow more supply, Pocahontas? You want to try to bring prices down? It's very simple. Allow more fracking, allow more exploration. Therefore, the people, the incumbents, the Chevrons and the Exxons, won't have the same sort of restrictive monopoly on the ability to supply the market with petroleum. So let's do this together. What percentage of our current grid is renewable energy? 20%? 30%? No, 11%. 11% of our current grid is renewable energy. 8% is nuclear power. Now, what's amazing is how the other side never wants to talk about nuclear power, ever. 37% petroleum, 32% natural gas, 11% coal, and out of the renewables, 20% of it is wood, 20% is biofuels. This is of 2019, so it could change by a little bit, but it's generally right. 24% wood of the 11%, I mean a wind, 22% hydroelectric. Why don't we ever talk more about hydroelectric, Connor? Why is that? It's because the environmentalists care more about beavers than human beings. You think I'm kidding? This is an agenda, everybody. The agenda is to make you subservient, perpetually begging for the ability to flourish. America's been free for many reasons, and one of the reasons we've remained free is because we do not have a group of unelected people that controlled our energy, and they're trying to change that. Now, not everyone's interested in precious metals, IRAs, or 401k rollovers. Some people are happily putting their life savings on the stock market. Some people are launching themselves into property investment. Charlie Kirk here. All that, what looks like the top of the market. What could possibly go wrong? With the supply chain issues and inflation is here and also coming even more, unemployment climbing, isn't it all a bit risky? And don't even get started about the $25 trillion of debt. If you've been thinking about investing safer, you can retire comfortably and sleep at night. It's time to talk to Noble Gold about the tax advantages and other pluses of precious metal IRAs. Of course, you might love uncertainty, but if you don't, this month, Noble Gold are giving away a free America the Beautiful solid silver 5-ounce coin with any qualifying IRA you start. Call us at 877-646-5347 or visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. Check it out, everybody. NobleGoldInvestments.com. Buy things you can touch. NobleGoldInvestments.com. They do a phenomenal job. Hedge against inflation. NobleGoldInvestments.com. Remember cut 46? Joe Biden pledging in the debate he was going to phase out energy and wiping out even more jobs. Play cut 46.
How important, what would you do if elected to make sure Louisiana gets its fair share of oil and gas revenue as so much drilling is done off the Louisiana coast right now?
Well, first of all, I think the drilling off the coast over time has going to end up being phased out.
Now, that wasn't the one in the debate. That was the private interview. Cut 46. Remember, Joe Biden says, we're going to phase out fossil fuels. Play cut 47.
That's okay. These guys are okay. They want to do the same thing I want to do. They want to phase out fossil fuels, and we're going to phase out fossil fuels.
Phase out fossil fuels. Phase them out. It's hard to believe that this guy became president, but he was implemented. The regime needed him badly. Trump was too big of a threat. Trump had us energy independent, had us going away from war, the southern border secure. All those things were an existential threat to the regime. Play cut 41, Biden announcing that we're going to tap the petroleum reserve in a desperate attempt to lower gas prices. But guess what? Did you know that gas prices already have factored in the strategic petroleum reserve? Good luck. Play cut 41.
Hi, Jay. Well, the White House is announcing that it will be releasing oil from the strategic petroleum reserve in an effort to combat rising gas prices. In a statement that the White House just put out moments ago, it said that the Department of Energy will release 50 million barrels from the SPR and that the president stands ready to take additional action if needed.
Additional action? How about you allow this Keystone XL pipeline? How about you allow more leases and have fracking continue? No, instead, they think they can transition us from our competitive advantage of having oil and natural gas to a green energy, heavily controlled way of organizing the American economy. But instead, Biden now has called on the Federal Trade Commission to investigate whether oil and gas companies are participating in illegal conduct aimed at keeping gasoline prices high. The solution is very simple. Allow private entrepreneurs and risk takers to continue to develop, explore, produce, and transport the gifts that God gave us in our country. They want green energy not because they love the environment. They want green energy not because they're afraid of climate change. They want green energy because they want power and they're afraid of you. Green energy is a gateway for them to crush your voice and make themselves permanently powerful. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. And we'll see you all in Phoenix, Arizona, tpusa.com/AMFEST. God bless you guys.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.